Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good morning, Pensacola. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew is off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Thanks for joining me here. And we've got a busy day all leading up to the presidential debate that comes up tonight at 8 o'clock our time. We'll broadcast that live right here on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and of course streaming online as well. It's about 82 degrees. Chance of thunderstorms all throughout the day today. Going to be a high of about 90. Yeah. There'll be a slight chance of thunderstorms and rain all throughout the day today. Then, so let's get into the, what we got going with the presidential debate stuff right off the bat. So next hour, I would like to talk a little bit about what are expectations you may have for the debate, what expectations I may have for the debate. But right now, I want to break down a little bit of the format stuff. So first of all, we mentioned yesterday that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., there's a lot of people who are upset that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will not be part of the debate. He lost the Democrat primary to Biden. He decided to run as an independent. He's now going to run on the Reform Party, which is the party that Ross Perot created. And he currently, in some polls in the United States, has up to 9% of the popular vote. And so people feel like, hey, that's pretty significant for a third-party candidate. They ought to be on the debate stage. This was the qualifications. Only Trump and Biden met these qualifications. One, they had to satisfy the requirements outlined in Article 2, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution to serve as president, which all of them do, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They need to file a formal statement of the candidacy with the Federal Election Commission, which Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did that as well. And then according to parameters set by CNN, debaters had to appear on a sufficient number of state ballots to reach the 270 electoral vote threshold and to win the presidency. So that might have been an issue for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It wasn't until just a couple of weeks ago. So CNN set those parameters back in May, but it wasn't until a couple of weeks ago that when Robert F. Kennedy basically went on the Reform Party that he finally was able to be on the ballot in all 50 states. So it was very new. So that might have been part of it, why he wasn't doing it. The other one is he needs to receive at least 15% in four separate national polls of registered or likely voters. And he's, like I said, about 9 or 10%, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is. And then those polls that meet the standards are those sponsored by CNN, ABC, CBS, Fox News, Monmouth, NBC. There's a whole bunch of them like that, but they're like the big polls. So it can't be like, hey, look, this poll right here, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. comes in at 28%. And they're going to be like, yeah, that poll's not one that we consider to be like up to standard or whatever. So with that, that's why Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will not be on the stage. What are the rules of the debate? Well, there's some format changes, and a lot of people are not happy, including some other networks. Other networks feel like this is not a I guess CNN is breaking from what has been done in the past. So the debate will include two commercial breaks, according to the network. Campaign staff may not interact with the candidate during that time. So during those commercial breaks, they can't come in there with a little, hey man, you got to do this and do that. Nope. The candidates agree to appear at a uniform podium. So what, like the same podium? Okay. And then here's the part that's gotten people a little up in arms. Two things. There will not be a studio audience. No audience, no clapping, no cheering, no jeering. No clapping, cheering, or jeering. That should be the debate motto. CNN debate. Tune in to the president and the former president going at it. No cheering, jeering, or celebrations allowed. The other thing that people are upset about, microphones will be muted throughout the debate, except for when the candidate has his time for speaking. No props, and I want to talk about that a little bit further in a second. No props or pre-written notes will be allowed on stage. Candidates will be given a pen and a pad of paper and a bottle of water. That's it. But no props, no pre-written notes or anything like that. And then once again, we will be carrying this live right here on News Radio Pensacola and on all of our different formats and signals. So let's talk about the muted mics thing. A lot of people are upset about two things, muted mics and the no studio audience. And in fact, I've read a lot of articles from conservative networks saying that this is a way to hamstring or sabotage the debate in favor of Biden. That if Trump can't, that Trump relies on the energy of an audience. And if there's no audience there, that's going to hamstring him. If he cannot interrupt the moderator, if he can't interrupt Biden, then that's going to hamstring him or, you know, or hurt his chances of doing well in the debate as well. I don't, first of all, just because his mic's muted doesn't mean he's going to shut his pie hole. Okay, this is like we all know this, right? Just because his mic's muted, don't mean he's gonna close his pie hole. You're gonna hear him in the background. You hear Biden doing his and then in the background you're gonna go, say it again, and like you're gonna hear that from Trump in the background over there. So yeah, that's not gonna stop anything. But I agree with the mics. Like I used to moderate congressional debates for C-SPAN eons ago now. And I always let everybody, like, that was the format. I let the candidates know ahead of time, like, you're going to have this amount of time to speak. And we're going to give you, like, a signal that you got, like, 30 seconds or something before your time is up. And when your time is up, if you don't be quiet on your own, we'll mute the mics for you. Well, this CNN, what CNN's done is they've actually put a light on the microphone or like underneath the microphone so you can see it. So when the light is on, you know your microphone is on. And when the light's off, your microphone's off. And so it's not like they'll keep talking and look like, you know, oh, man, you know, they'll know, oh, my microphone's not on anymore. And so, but to me, it makes sense. It's like, I don't know why they haven't been doing this for years. I can't believe people are upset about this. If people are upset about it, like I said, the only ones that I'm seeing that are upset about it are people going, this is going to hamstring Trump. And I'm like, okay, look, if Trump can't follow the rules and speak during his time, then so be it. And if that hamstrings him, then he's going to have to learn some better strategies, or maybe he's just not a good leader. Like, you ever thought about that? Like, come on now, stop it. Stop making lame excuses, okay? He's going to be just fine. He either has the points or he doesn't. He's going against a guy that probably has dementia, okay? So if he can't just use the time that he's given to point out how he would be the better leader than a guy who has dementia, then muted mics is not going to be the issue. But you know what it comes down to? People want a show. They want a show. And they don't really want a full debate. And here's the other thing. I'm already setting myself up for disappointment because I want a debate. And CNN, Fox, all of those networks keep hiring interviewers to do debates, not debate moderators. And so what's going to happen is what we always get, we're going to get a mass interview. You're going to get these two guys on stage, and the people, Dana Lash and Jake Tapper, are going to ask them each individual. I'm going to interview you individually, and I'm going to ask you the tough questions. That's not your job. Your job is to get those two to debate policy. But, you know, all you are is an interviewer, and you don't have skills to actually try to get people to debate policy, because really you don't care about debating policy. You really just want to trash Trump. That's really what you want to do. And you, well, I'm going to ask the tough questions to Biden too. Oh, really? You're going to ask him about how many times his dog has bitten Secret Service and should he get a different dog? That's probably the question they're going to ask. So, yeah, that's what's going on with this CNN debate tonight. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So once again, you can check out the debate tonight, 8 p.m. right here on News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3 AM 1620, 98.7 HD2, and online at newsradio923.com or download our mobile app. Coming up here next, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about yet. Yes, I did. I want to talk about Kennedy. I have a little update on Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's got a proposal to President Biden that if President Biden took it, which I don't think he will, but if he did take it, it could really shake up the whole election. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Join Jim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. It's Pensacola Morning News right here on News Radio Pensacola. And I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay. He'll be back on Monday. And it's about 82 degrees now. Chance of thunderstorms all throughout the day. High of 90 today. So continuing on with the debate that's going on tonight. One is they're expecting this could be the most watched program besides like football games of the year. The Biden-Trump debate tonight. And so most Americans plan to watch or listen to the debate tonight. So we'll be carrying that for you live right here at 8 p.m. But an interesting thing here is I was talking a little bit earlier about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. A lot of people are upset he's not making the debate stage. I explained why and what the parameters were and why he did not make those parameters or meet those parameters. But then Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had a recent interview with Dr. Phil. And his interview is going to be aired tonight ahead of the presidential debate. And he has offered President Biden a deal that would prevent him from being a spoiler. See, recent polls show that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has about 9% support in the polls. And as I was mentioning yesterday, some of that support may come from Republican-leaning individuals, but a lot of it's going to come from Democrat individuals. And so he says, look, you don't want me to be a spoiler in this election? I've got a proposal. And he's going to air this proposal tonight, but I'm giving you the spoiler. Quote, we will co-fund a poll together, the two of us, in October. And whomever is least likely to beat Donald Trump will withdraw. So in other words, let's co-fund. I mean, just we're gonna have this big poll that's going to come out in October. And the poll's basically going to be, do you think Robert F. Kennedy has a better chance of beating Trump? Or do you think Biden has a better chance of beating Trump? And whichever one loses that poll will drop out. Yeah, Biden won't take that deal. Biden will not take that deal. So, by the way, I would like your thoughts. If there was a poll like that, who do you think does have the better chance of beating Trump? My guess is both of them would lose. I think Trump's going to win. But which one would have the better chance to beat Trump? RFK Jr. or Biden? To me, it's a no-brainer. RFK Jr. But I still don't think he'd be able to beat Trump. But it's a no-brainer. But that's the thing is, will it make that big of a difference? Real quick here, Jacksonville Jaguars are being, well, actually, before I get to all that stuff, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom, get an update from him.
Sorry, Bobby, there's absolutely no news. Nothing happening in the world today. Can you believe that? I guess there's this one little thing, the eyes and ears of politics shifting to Atlanta tonight for the presidential debate. President Biden and former President Trump will be on stage at CNN Studios. Of course, you can listen to that here as well. Jurors will be resuming deliberations today in the closely watched Karen Reed murder trial that's happening in Massachusetts. The jury deliberated for a full day yesterday after getting the case on Tuesday. Reed's accused of hitting her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, with her SUV and leaving him to die in a snowstorm in January of 2022. And a new spaceship is being built that will bring down the International Space Station. NASA announced yesterday that they had awarded an $843 million contract to SpaceX. They're building what they call the U.S. deorbit vehicle, and that'll guide the International Space Station back into the Earth's atmosphere and destroy it in the year 2030.
Yeah, I saw that, and I guess Elon Musk has the contract to build it and everything. And some of the stuff I was reading about it, though, was it made it just sound like he was hired to just blow it up. Like he's just gonna he's just gonna blow up the space station for no apparent reason. But really, it's you gotta think, how old is the space station now? Do you have that in your article?
I don't. It's been up there for quite a while though.
It's been up for for decades.
Yeah.
And the stuff I've been reading about it is things are breaking down on it all the time. And it's cramped and it's not really like it worked fine initially when it went up, but they're like, but today's day and age, we can actually come up with some sort of very modern, much more useful space station.
Are we taking bets on whether Starliner's still going to be stuck up there when it comes crashing down?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, that'd be a fun one. Update on the K-9 Streeter that chased the guy and jumped off the bridge. When the guy jumped off the bridge, he's doing very well. He had some rib bruising, some other minor injuries from the impact of the jump, but he's doing very good. So that's good news right there for K-9 Streeter.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 90 minutes, no audience. President Biden and former President Trump's CNN presidential debate is tonight.
From the border to abortion to crime, maybe the most important issue for voters is the economy. And kind of highlighting that is the fact that both of the campaigns for Trump and Biden, before the candidates are even here, they have allies of the president and former president who are meeting with small business owners.
That's Fox's Grady Trimble in Atlanta. Today's Supreme Court opinions could include one already posted briefly on the court's website, dismissing a case about emergency abortions in Idaho.
If that winds up mirroring the actual opinion, it avoids a ruling on a major hot topic in an election year, but gives the Biden administration a temporary win on procedural grounds because it will broaden access to emergency abortion, at least in the short term.
Fox's Shannon Bream in D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It's 80 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. Escambia County deputies investigating another shooting in the Montclair neighborhood. A woman was shot last night at about 6 p.m. at Follerell Way in Bel Air Road. Deputies say that woman was shot in the shoulder. She was taken to the hospital and is currently being treated right now. There's no word on the severity of her injuries. Investigators say shell casings were found at the scene. It's the fourth shooting in that neighborhood now in just over a month. A kidnapping victim is safe. The man who allegedly took her is in custody. The Escambia Sheriff's Office said yesterday that Olvin Vasquez Martinez was arrested for kidnapping 4-year-old Alma Lissette Morena. She went missing but has been found safe. Right now, there's no word on what connection the suspect has with the girl. Well, a drive-by shooting in the Montclair neighborhood earlier this week, before this latest incident, happened on Monday. And we learned this week that those shots rang out, deputies were already on their way to the area thanks to a camera system alerting them to a stolen vehicle. Sheriff Chip Simmons says he'd like to get more cameras in the Montclair neighborhood.
About getting maybe a dozen more cameras in that specific area so that we would not just see the car but see the actions so that we can put them in jail.
And Simmons told Channel 3 that those cameras would only be one part of stopping the violence. He also believes parents would need to step up and keep a closer eye on their children. Governor Ron DeSantis vowing now to stop what he's calling an unconstitutional power grab by the Biden administration. DeSantis responding yesterday to the U.S. Surgeon General's advisory on firearm violence. Dr. Vivek Murthy called firearm violence a public health crisis that poses a serious threat to the health and well-being of our country. DeSantis yesterday accusing the Biden administration of using the public health bureaucracy to violate the Second Amendment. He said that reminded him of when unelected bureaucrats used public health as a pretext to deprive citizens of their rights during the pandemic. Well, 118 Haitian migrants have now landed in Key West in an old boat. Adam Hoffner with the U.S. Border Patrol Miami sector says the vessel just wasn't equipped to hold that many people.
Migrants exposed to the heat, they suffer the effects of dehydration quickly. So we had local EMS on scene.
The migrants ranged from older adults to kids, and they're all now in Border Patrol custody where they'll be processed for removal proceedings. It's the first major migrant landing since President Biden clamped down on asylum here earlier this month. U.S. health officials now warning doctors about the spread of dengue fever in South Florida from mosquitoes. FIU infectious disease expert Dr. Eileen Marty says most of the 132 cases reported in Florida have been imported by travelers. She said only 7 cases in Miami resulted from local mosquito bites.
The numbers that we've seen in terms of endemic cases, cases where our mosquitoes were infected and caused an infection in a person who did not travel anywhere, there's just a handful of cases.
And unfortunately, Dr. Marty says that the hot weather makes the spread of dengue worse because the virus grows better in the mosquito. It is 5:35 right now. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain overall. High today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 60% chance of rain. High near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, it's 80 degrees in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton. Your next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio, Pensacola.
Murray with your money now. Amazon plans to launch a new section on its website dedicated to low-priced fashion and lifestyle items that will allow Chinese sellers to ship directly to U.S. consumers. The storefront would mark Amazon's most aggressive attempt yet to fend off growing competition from e-commerce startups like Temu and Shein. The inventory will feature a range of unbranded items, many priced under $20, and it will include beauty products, workout gear, clothing, and more. Shares of H&M plunged more than 14% after the company reported a smaller-than-expected increase in second-quarter profits and cast doubt over its June sales and full-year profit margin target. Operating profits for the period between March and May came in at $672 million, which is below the $690 million analysts had anticipated. Futures are slightly lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 15, the NASDAQ up 87, and the S&P 500 up 8. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you. Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, though, filling in for Andrew. 82 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 90 today with a chance of rain all throughout the day here. The If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Bands on the Beach comes up every Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion. Set up your beach chairs and sink your toes in the Pensacola Beach sand as one of the talented local arts acts serenade you. That's the way to the beach. So the next act is coming up on Tuesday, of course, July 2nd. Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs. Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs. So I actually don't think I've seen them play before. I've seen most of the other bands on here play, but they were formed 30 years ago by a group of friends getting together to jam and play a few parties. It's grown into one of the South's best-known and in-demand show bands. This is their 30th anniversary, so therefore they're having the Over the Moon Tour. So they're feature 9 to 10 pieces of blistering high-energy rock, R&B, swing, funk, soul, country, and just about any other genre of music. So there you go. The Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs comes up next Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion. So Jacksonville Jaguars. In case you haven't been watching this story, there was a bit of a concern that the Jags would leave Jacksonville. They want a new stadium. They need a renovated stadium or something. And of course, as many of these professional teams do nowadays, they want the taxpayers to pay for it. And if you don't, fine, we'll go to another community where they will pay for it. And that's why I've said this for years. I feel like it ought to be a federal law that bans both state governments and local governments from being able to give tax breaks to businesses, like to specific businesses. You see it happening all the time. That's really the only reason why some businesses are still even in Illinois. Like State Farm is headquartered there. There was, I'm just trying to remember. There was like three or four like major big businesses, like, you know, Fortune 100 businesses that are in the Chicago area, that are in Illinois, that wanted to leave. They were like, yeah, we're leaving. Taxes are too high in this state. And so then the state just gave them all the like millions and millions of dollars of tax breaks. Just them, not any other business, just them, just to keep them. And I'm like, I don't think it ought to be done. I think if you want to lure business to your state or to your local area, then you should change your tax policy for everyone. You need to change your laws for everyone, not just for this one particular business. And work an idea like, well, we're going to give you this tax break. As long as you bring 500 jobs to our area, then you're going to get this massive tax break. Like, wait, why do they get that? And this other business over there doesn't. So I don't like it. I've always felt like it ought to be a federal law. You can't use tax dollars to lure business. You want to lure business? You change your whole tax policy like the state of Texas and the state of Florida do. That's why we keep growing and getting businesses moving to our states, because the overall tax environment is healthy. We don't need incentives. Yet, we still do it. I mean, the local municipalities still do it in both Texas and in Florida, even here in Pensacola. Anyway, get off that soapbox. The Jacksonville City Council voted overwhelmingly to support $1.4 billion Stadium of the Future renovations package. And Shad Khan, team president Mark Lamping, met with the mayor and the city's lead negotiator. And basically they were able to save the Jags. So the Jags will go ahead and stay in Jacksonville is what it's looking like at this point now. So there you go. Hey, a new study found three things that could increase your chances to living by living to 100 years old. Pause. John, do you want to live to be 100?
You know, I don't. We'll just say yes.
Okay, wait a minute. What do you mean? You'll just say yes.
I changed my mind to yes.
You feel like it needs to be. Are you feeling peer pressured?
Peer pressure is real. But no, I thought about it for a second. For 1 second, I was like, yeah, Sure. I'd like to see my kids.
Yeah.
So I think
I'm all for it. I want to be 100.
Really?
But I don't want to be 100 if the last 20 of it is, you know, sitting and laying in bed or something.
Exactly.
And like, I want to be a healthy 100. Let's put it that way. And even if the last few years are a little rough, I'm okay with that. But I don't want to live decades struggling to get by. And I say this because my body already aches pretty bad, and I'm not even 50 yet. So,
oh boy, like, it's only downhill from there. Like
in another 20 years, much less 50 years. So right. I'm not even at the halfway point yet. So I'm like, whew, body kind of hurts a lot right now already. I don't know what it's gonna be like. So that's my only caveat. Anyway, this study found you can increase your chances of living longer by 20%. And even hit a 100 if you do these three habits. Number three, eat a diverse diet. It means eat healthy things like fruits and veggies.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, I was like, yeah. I'll have a hamburger today and fish tomorrow. Okay.
In fact, part of that study found that if you just avoid eating fast food five times a week, like if you go to fast food five times a week, so if you just don't go to fast food
right
five times a week, you go less than that. Then you increase your chances of living to 100 by 23%. That alone.
Wow.
Exercise. Even if you've never worked out, starting now and doing regular exercise, which is 20 to 30 minutes a day.
Right.
31% chance of hitting 100. And then finally, numero uno.
Uno.
Don't smoke. People in the study who never smoked were 25% more likely to make it 100 than smokers.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
So there you go. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting one right there. And then I saw this story when it comes to health and longevity and mortality. Alabama and Florida are the top two states where people get hit by lightning the most.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Whoa.
Apparently, this is Lightning Safety Awareness Week. I didn't know that until I saw this article.
Gotcha.
It's Lightning Safety Awareness Week. And so officials are trying to warn people, when you see lightning, don't stay outside. Please get in. And they're trying to give this warning because, you know, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Perdido, Pensacola Beach, all these people are like, I see the lightning, but I'm good. I'll just stay here.
Look at the pretty lights.
Yeah, look at the pretty lights. Exactly. Oh, they're giving us a little show.
Yay.
Over here at the beach. Yeah, no, that's part of the reason why Alabama and Florida are two of the top places for people getting hit by lightning.
Wow.
So, about 20 people die in the United States every year from lightning, and others get hit by lightning but actually don't die. That always amazes me when I hear that.
Me too. I'm like, how?
Yeah, how? Exactly.
How? Like, and how are you afterwards? Like,
yeah,
you know,
and I'm like
jittery or something.
I don't think I'd want to survive that. Like, no. Just please finish it off. Goodness gracious, that would be miserable to me. To
that survive is what we like would that. Call a memorable experience.
Yes, that would be. Yes, that would be memorable.
Memorable.
Experience. Yes. And then let's see here. We talked a lot yesterday about gun violence, and how there's health professionals now saying that gun violence is considered a disease. And so we're like, man, I hope I don't catch me some gun violence. Well, we had another shooting once again happen here locally. And three people, on May 14th, three people were shot in Diego Circle off Massachusetts Avenue. Mm-hmm. June 3rd, 17-year-old girl was killed on Montclair Road in a shooting. And then June 22nd, the 70-year-old woman was shot in the neck over on Eris Boulevard in Massachusetts. And so this is the and then I think there's another one. Yeah. And then the woman was shot in the shoulder on Fuller Railway and Belair Road yesterday. So this is the fourth shooting in the same area in a month. And about a year ago, the city had a community forum where they brought the mayors out and they brought police out and they invited some of the public to come out and everything to discuss what they can do to prevent, quote, gun violence.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't come up with the vaccine. They should have just came
or
up
a
with
mask.
The vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a mask. Oh, there's probably a special, I didn't even think about that. There's probably a special gun violence mask that will help you not catch gun violence. But anyway, point is, last year when they were having that thing, I was very critical of it. I said, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. This is propaganda. This is propping yourself up and just trying to make it seem like you're doing something, but you're not. Because guess what? If you don't get the gang leaders and the people who are parts of the gangs involved and go, guys, what can we do to stop the shootings? Mm-hmm. Then you're not going to do any good. Because getting peaceful citizens who aren't actually involved with the shooting all the time and saying, what can we do to reduce the gun violence? It's not going to do a darn thing. Because
right.
You want to reduce the gun violence, you got to talk to the gangs and talk to them about, like, what can we do to resolve these things peacefully instead of you guys just keep shooting at each other for retaliatory things and stuff like that. Like, if you're not talking to those people, you're wasting your time. Here we are a year later mm-hmm. from that gun violence meeting, and we had four shootings in the same area in a month. Like, I guess your little meeting didn't really work out well so well. Anyway,
let's rethink that one.
Coming up here next, we will be discussing collecting urine.
Oh boy,
and cow farts. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew on News Radio Pensacola.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth. Okay, obviously you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158 or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6. Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew today. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. The Arc Gateways Crab Cake Cook-Off is one of Pensacola's most iconic and well-attended fundraisers of the year. Restaurants and chefs are invited to compete for the bragging rights and winner of Best Crab Cake on the Gulf Coast. Guests are given the chance to sample world-class crab cakes, indulge in delectable desserts, and sip a variety of libations while surveying an extraordinary silent auction and purchase art made by our very own clients at Art Gateway. Get your your tickets before they sell out at newsradio923.com. And the event is going to be July 17th from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. So be sure to check that out. It's 82 degrees here in the area right now, going to be a high of close to 90, and there's a chance of rain and thunderstorms all throughout the day. Glastonbury is having their festival. They have a Glastonbury, I guess it's kind of like a, it's just a big music festival in Britain. Glastonbury. Well, apparently this year's festival is going to, they've worked with some sort of nonprofit or some startup company to collect the urine of the attendees. So the people who are going to be coming there are going to be, they're collecting the urine to process it, quote, into a safe and nutrient-rich alternative fertilizer for the use of crops.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not there this year.
Yeah. Hey, maybe Hangout Festival will get on board with this next
time. Hey, maybe. Next time. We'll ship it over there.
Hangout Festival, just collect everybody's pee. I wonder if they filter out all the drugs.
You're going to have to do it somehow.
You got to do that somehow. I'm just saying. Like, that seems weird to me. In the meantime, Denmark is the first nation in the world that will start putting a carbon tax on cows and pigs. That's right. They say cows and pigs fart too much. And so their farts are leading to greenhouse gas emissions. And so they got to be penalized. So it's going to be an emissions tax starting in 2030.
Right.
Farmers are going to have to pay for greenhouse gas taxes released by their cows, sheep, and pigs. And apparently, this will lower greenhouse gas emissions by 70% by 2030. That's right. All you have to do is collect money, and it magically reduces the greenhouse gases.
Wow.
In other words, if you're gassy, or maybe your loved one is gassy, just make them put money in the swear jar.
That's right.
So you have a swear jar on one side of the counter. The other side of the counter, you're going to have a fart jar. And every time you fart, just have them put money in there. That will reduce the smell.
That's
it
right.
It will reduce the impact of the gases on the environment. This is, who knew? All this time, we've been just farting willy-nilly. And We could have been to... Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fart jar. NBC apparently bringing an artificial intelligence version of Al Michaels back for the 2024 Paris Olympics. The broadcaster said it's using generative AI to recreate Al Michaels' voice to provide Olympic recaps on Peacock.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.